Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, January 10, 2019 is John/Eleanor Reichener. John Reichener, also known as Eleanor, F.L. 1394, was a 14th-century transvestite sex worker arrested in December 1394 for performing a sex act with another man, John Britby, in London's Cheapside. Although historians tentatively link Reichener to a prisoner of the same name, the only known facts of his life come from interrogation made by the Mayor of London. Reichener was questioned on two offences, prostitution and sodomy. Prostitutes were not usually arrested in London during this period, while sodomy was an offence against morality rather than common law, and so pursued in ecclesiastical courts. There is no evidence that Reichener was prosecuted for either crime. Reichener said that he was introduced to sexual contact with men by Elizabeth Browderer, a London embroideress who dressed him as a woman and may have acted as his procurer. According to his account, he had sex with both men and women, including priests and nuns. Reichener spent part of summer 1394 in Oxford, working both as a prostitute and as an embroideress. He later mentioned that in Beaconsfield he had a sexual relationship with a woman. Reichener returned to London via Burford in Oxfordshire, where he worked as a barmaid and continued with sex work. On his return to London, he had paid encounters near the Tower of London, just outside the city. Reichener was arrested with Britby on the evening of Sunday 11th of December. Reichener was in women's clothes, which he was still wearing during his subsequent interrogation. It was there that he described his encounters, and his sexual history, in great detail. But it appears that no charges were ever brought against him, or at least, no records have been found suggesting so. Nothing definite is known of Reichener after his interrogation. He has been tentatively identified as a John Reichener imprisoned by and escaping from the Bishop of London in 1399. Historians of social, sexual and gender history are especially interested in Reichener's case because of what it reveals about medieval views on sex and gender. Jeremy Goldberg, for example, views it firmly in the context of King Richard II's quarrel with the City of London, although he has also questioned the veracity of the entire record, and posited that the case was merely a propaganda piece by city officials. Historian James A. Schultz has viewed the affair as being of greater significance to historians than more famous medieval stories such as Tristan and Isolde. Ruth Mazzocheris, who in the 1990s rediscovered the Reichener case in the City of London archives, sees it as illustrating the difficulties the law has in addressing things it cannot describe. Modern interest in John/Eleanor Reichener has not been confined to academia. Reichener has appeared as a character in at least one work of popular historical fiction, and his story has been adapted for the stage. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:39 UTC on Thursday, January 10, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for John/Eleanor Reichener. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.